today's improvement. I've changed the angle of my chair and my top button is open. That's about it. Oh, and you don't hear the sound of water in the background because I just changed the setting of the evaporative cooler that I use. I cannot use the ceiling fan because that just interferes with the mic. And that's a lot of unbearable noise. It buries out my voice. I do have some stuff that I want to talk about today. I have a general idea. Today I was listening to one of my favorite things to listen to on a regular basis, which is The Stranger's Secret by Earl Nightingale. I think that he's one of the greatest motivational speakers ever. But very few of the current motivational speakers and all these people who charge thousands of dollars, a lot of money to motivate you, even come close to him. Earl Nightingale was a radio host in the 20th century, and I do not recall where he broadcast his radio show, but he was active throughout the 50s, 60s, 70s. He had read Think and Grow Rich, and he even had an audiobook, a concise audiobook of Think and Grow Rich, his own version of the main points of Think and Grow Rich. And in Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill mentions that there is a transmission that comes through the book just by his belief in the stuff that he's talking about. And at some point, either in the first chapter or in the fifth chapter or in the last chapter, the reader is going to get it. And when he does, he'll know exactly what he needs to get successful. Earl Nightingale read Think and Grow Rich, and he got the transmission. And that transformed his life. That belief in spirit, that belief in himself, that belief in action, in success, in the power of the mind, in the power of emotion and vision and drive was in him. He used that to achieve a lot of success in business. And then after seeing an example of that in his own life, he used it to become a very successful motivational radio host to transmit that belief into people. And when you listen to him speak, it's one of the most amazing experiences because you feel his experience, his belief, and his words. And you know that everything that he says comes without an ounce of doubt. You know that they are true. That truth is what you get, what you receive. He has a lot of books which are basically just written versions of his shows and arranged textual versions of his recordings. The Stranger's Secret, in my opinion, is the best concise version of everything that he has talked about, everything that you need to succeed and achieve anything that you want to achieve. It's got a very powerful message. People who have listened to it have been transformed by it. It's split into two parts. One is, you could say, theory, which is thoughts and opinions, stories. And the second part is a 30-day experiment. It's beautiful. You got to listen to it. It's available for free on YouTube if you have a Spotify account. All of his recordings are on Spotify. A lot of his recordings are on YouTube too. The power of drive, the power of a vision, the power of a person. I'm just going to say man. It doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman. The power of a man when he believes in his vision, he believes that he's going to do everything that he can to achieve it is hard to beat. Most of the successful people that we see in our lives today, that we see in person and on TV, on the internet, no matter how much they are made to sound evil, how much people hate them, they got there because they had a vision and they were willing to do everything they had to do to get there. Irrespective of what was in their hearts and what means that they used, or whether they were into evil or the pure light, what we can learn from all of them is pick a vision that you know that you can achieve and just get to work. And whatever belief system you have, just get to work. Do everything you can to achieve it. When you slip, get up and go again. There is nothing that can defeat you. There is none. If you fall, it is only you who can say that you've been defeated, who can decide that you've been defeated. If you fall 2,000 times, if you decide that you are not defeated and get up, you are not defeated. You can keep going on and on and on, and you cannot be defeated. And guess what? Every time you decide that you haven't been defeated, you get closer to winning. And as you walk closer to success with that vision, more and more is drawn to you. The universe, God, gives you more and more, because you are becoming what you have in your mind. Excuse me. In The Stranger Secret, Earl Nightingale talks about the definition of success, which I love. There are so many sentences that he talks about, that you know, so many points that he talks about, and so many sentences and phrases that he uses in the recording that I love. According to Earl Nightingale, which I completely agree, success is the progressive, how does he define it? I may be misquoting it, but success is the progressive achievement of a worthy ideal. Success is something that you consider to be worthy to you, and you walk towards it, step by step. No matter what it is, if it's worthy to you, if you know that it's going to be worth your time, your effort, your energy in your life, and you walk towards it, you get closer and closer to it with each passing minute, with each passing day. Success lies in that process. And if you are doing that today, you are already successful. Remember that. If you're doing it today, you are successful. If you do not yet have a vision, it's very easy to come up with a vision. All you need to do is be brutally honest with yourself. Get very clear. Think about it. Go for a long walk. Just get deep into your own mind. Don't let anyone disturb you. Really get honest with yourself and ask yourself, understand and see what it is that you want in your life to be happy here in your belief system. If the state of life where you know that you will be truly at peace, content and happy, and will experience a lot of joy is one, in which you have the family of a certain number of members, a job with a certain paycheck, a certain kind of house, and it could go on. irrespective of what the combination is. It could be a large part of that combination, like many of us, could be something to do with God. Come up with exactly what that combination is in your life to give you all the joy and happiness that you want. At this point, forget about everything that can make you uncomfortable about this vision. When you think of a vision, you could come up with a lot of buts. Say, but this friend of mine is not going to be happy, but my mother is not going to be happy about this. Forget about all of that. This is not the time to think about that. Come up with a vision first. Be very clear with yourself exactly what it is deep down in your heart that will give you most joy with the highest vibration. You could get a lot of joy and happiness in a lower vibration, but you know that picking a vision with a higher vibration, your highest vibration, the highest vibration that you can think of, that you can envision, is the best for you. Get very clear on it. If necessary, write it down and cement it in your mind. If you have that, think of everything that was trying to resist that vision, all the buts, the reasons that you were trying to give yourself to not go for that goal, to not go for that vision. Get very clear on that. And be completely okay with all of them happening, with all of them falling away. If the place that you live in is going to go away because you are going for what truly makes you happy, be completely okay with it, no matter how uncomfortable it gets. If the person you're in a relationship with has to go away for you to truly be happy, be completely okay with the death of that relationship. Be completely okay with the death of things that you're already invested in. Get very comfortable with that feeling of just losing whatever it is that you lose. That you get, when you're comfortable with that, you can achieve your true happiness in life. And the moment you understand that and you start moving towards your vision, you do whatever you can every day to get closer and closer, to get incrementally closer to that vision, you will already be happy. You will already feel success. You will know exactly what you need to do on a daily basis. Your whole energy will be invested in making your life grow, in making your heart grow. You will automatically become more giving, and you will be given more. That truly is the essence of achievement, success, and what Earl Nightingale talks about in The Stranger's Secret. I've been following some other people too. Some people that I have been following for a while, and some newer people. The kind of people I follow are, for the most part, hardworking people and people who, with a huge heart, believe in doing a lot. I believe a lot in people who persevere, who work hard day in and day out to achieve what they want to achieve. Bill Burr, the comedian, is like that. He talks about the importance of hard work. A thought keeps creeping into my mind once in a while. It says, 30 to 40 years from now, if you look back, having not achieved your goal, and you think, oh, I could have done something else, I could have done more, you do not get to complain. Because in this moment, it is totally up to you. You know that you can do everything. Give it your all. Give it all you've got. If you do not, you don't have the right to complain about it. Because you do not give it everything. If you don't give it everything you've got, and you get it, it's very nice to have. Be very grateful for it. And when you give it everything you've got, you will notice that you get deeper and deeper into yourself. You get very clear with yourself, because the kind of work that it requires, the kind of effort, the kind of pushing through the pain, and giving up other stuff in your life that it requires, will make a lot of the surface, superficial stuff in your mind that you think you want fall away. In the beginning, you try to pursue one thing, but then as you put in the effort, as you truly try, you will realize that you don't feel satisfied with the effort. You will realize that it isn't what you want for your daily life. Then you move on to something else that you think that you want, and you give that a shot. And this happens again and again until you land in something that you find that even in the beginning, as you're just doing it, as you're giving it your all, you enjoy the process. Your heart feels full. You feel like you're growing. And that's your pot of gold. Hold on to it and keep digging. This wildflower is something that I would like to grow quite a bit. I have a lot of large goals for this, and I believe, like what I just talked about, working on it every day and progressively putting in more and more is going to make it grow. Even logically, there is no way that you can fail, that you cannot succeed if you put in the effort day in and day out. Once you've found something that you're completely okay with putting the effort day in and day out, and even if you improve, just like what is talked about in the book Atomic Habits, which I haven't read, but I know the main point, which is just make a 1% improvement every day. In 1 year, you're going to improve a lot. In 2 years, it's going to be a tremendous improvement. And imagine how much you're going to improve. And when you improve at that level, and you give value to others, that just keeps growing every day, every year, you are going to be given your returns. Yeah, you may not get the returns right now or next week, but if you put in that effort, when the returns start coming to you, you are going to be surprised, you're going to be astounded. Because all that effort until that point is finally paying off. And even then, if you don't get distracted by the returns, you keep doing what you were doing up to that point, which is daily improvement. If you focus on doing just that daily improvement, improve today, improve tomorrow, you're going to get a lot of returns. And on a particular day, if you don't know what to do, just ask yourself, what can I do today that is better than what I did tomorrow? Do just that. You will look back a few months from now, a few years from now, you will love the transformation. Transformation, in my opinion, it's not just my opinion, I believe the transformation of a person's life, is way better than just being at a high level. I do not trust people who just have good and smooth from day one. I think that they are weak people. No one, let me rephrase that. I don't think that any of those people are weak. I don't think that anyone is truly weak. I think that everyone is strong. All of us are the same. All of us, for the most part, have the same bodies, have the same brains. If one person can achieve tremendous success, another person can achieve tremendous success. But I just think that people who have taken it easy, who have chosen the easy path because they don't want to work hard, they haven't been shown how to work hard, or how to go for it, and truly push through the pain and be okay with the struggle. They haven't been given the chance to see their own strength. They don't know how to really live and excel when it feels like you're at the bottom. I was once interviewing someone at a workplace, and this guy, I was asking him stuff, wasn't really hard stuff, but he wasn't doing well. He seemed confident in the beginning, but he wasn't doing well. And then he just said, I give up, no, I cannot answer anything. I said, okay, I'll give you another question. He said, no, I give up, I cannot answer anything. He said something like, my brain's not working, my mind's blank, or some crap like that. How the first thing that came to my mind, I didn't say it, but the first thing that came to my mind is, how easy have you taken it in your life? How relaxed and just laid back have you tried to be that you cannot think, and just given the chance to think because your mind's blank? Anyway, even if he would have answered, I really don't think that I would have said yes to him, because such a person is not going to be able to work through the tough points. Be okay with the pain, with the struggle. It doesn't have to be a pain, it's just the pain and the struggle, if you call it that. Be okay with the effort that you feel you need to put in every day to get what you want. Be grateful for that effort, because you know in your belief system that the work that you do is going to get you to a certain point. So you were given the opportunity to put in exactly what work you believe you need to put in. Be grateful for that. Just put in that work with as much gratitude as you can. If it's uncomfortable, do your best on that day. That's about it. Just do your best and improve. And as you focus on doing your best, you will notice that I had to restart the video. It got stuck again. This time it happened a little later. I got to figure out what exactly is going to happen next time. It's probably a storage issue. I have to figure out how to work on it. This stuff that I was talking about, which is achievement and putting in all the effort that you can, I believe should sink in everyone's consciousness. Just become a way of being. All of us know many people who just take it easy in life. It's also an excuse for so many people in the New Age and metaphysical circle who use just sitting back, being complacent as an excuse. They say, all is good, it's all good. But that is not what they believe. They complain about stuff, and when they can do something, they're just lazy. And they use, all is good, God takes care of everything. Just the phrase, without the belief, as an excuse. They complain and they're uncomfortable with it. That's their belief. God does give you everything. But at the bottom of everything, God gives you what you believe in. So God gives them that discomfort, and they keep giving themselves that feedback. If they truly want to get to a state where they experience, where they can sit back and see the miracles of God, see marvels take place, they have to put in the work to transform themselves and remove everything within them that creates those beliefs, that resists the unlimited manifestation of divine grace. All of us have to do that. As long as you have an ego, you need to put in an effort. Even if it is death of that ego. Ego death is not what, once again, so many people in the New Age circle corrupted. Ego death is not what these people talk about. You see them talking about ego deaths with very large egos, and not them being just fluid channels for the divine. All they experience is something that they think that they are not. No, that's not the right way to phrase it. It's they experience them being something that's not what they think they are. That's not ego death. They're just experiencing another part of their infinite self. They're still going to merge everything. Just a mental understanding of what you think you are and what you think you're not is not enough. It's a very good stepping stone to use it for further experiences, to use it as feedback to transform your life even more. It's not the end goal, it's the first step, at least for me. It was a very initial step. Just knowing, oh, I'm not the body. This isn't me. That's not the ego death. One of the first things that my former guru told me was, just go for God and you'll go on. Just aim forward, do everything that you can to get closer and closer to God. It's a never-ending process. You will do it forever in this life. After that, in your next life, when you don't have a body, just keep aiming towards God, which is a very crucial mental understanding for Kundalini, by the way. There will always be an experience of you, whether it's with an ego or without an ego, or if it's associated with the words I am. Whatever it is, a lot of the spiritual path is redirecting all of your energies back to God. Just to retrain it back, go back to God. And to be able to see God in everything. Ramakrishna said, knowing that God does everything and you do nothing is enlightenment, or something of the sort. Part of truly experiencing that, that being the way of life, is putting your attention on God all the time. I'm just reminded of the books, the Agora books, in which the author Robert Svoboda talks about Agori Vimalananda. And he talks about how one of the best practices is to talk about, is to not talk about God, is to think about God, to communicate with God, just constantly chant a mantra. And your mind is consumed in that mantra, in the thought of God, and it's drowning in the thought of God and mantra. How can there be any karma? Because there is no thought of you, there is just thought. God gets everything. Everything comes from that thought, everything is given to that thought. Those three books are amazing. I couldn't finish the third book. I felt like I had the transmission. It was just becoming a mental exercise, but those three books are amazing. That is one of my favorite points in all of it. Just learned so much mentally, consciously and subconsciously through those books. The transmission in those books is very powerful. Irrespective of whether you're on the left-hand path or not, you have to read those books if you're serious about the spiritual path. Because you open up to so much, so many channels open up, even if not instantly, while reading the books, the seed is placed, and when the time is right, everything opens up. Aguris are very powerful, true Aguris, not the ones who just focus solely on the left-hand path practices. True Aguris who want to serve, God and Goddess. Use the left-hand path practices to serve the Goddess. They are very powerful because they have conquered more than most other people on the spiritual path. They have mastered transmuting the lowest forms of energy to the highest forms of energy, and then bringing the highest forms of energy to the lowest. On the other side of the spectrum is people who grow so much in the light using the right-hand path, like Babaji, who's talked about in the autobiography of a yogi. Irrespective of what people say his biography is, he is an inspiration to me, because in my mind he is the personification of what one can achieve on the spiritual path by steadfast effort. That's all I have to talk about today. It's been a great episode. Thank you for listening. Please like, share and subscribe, and let everyone know about Wild Flowers. Thank you.